Welcome to the Realtor Mortgage Market Update, a real estate agent-centric group designed to keep you informed of today's mortgage market.
Hello, and welcome to your Realtor Mortgage Market Update, an update that I do just for you, the real estate professionals. Hey, before we get started today, would you like to list homes and be able to offer potential buyers the mortgage rates from 2 or 3 years ago? Well, I may be able to help you. If you would like to know more about this, let me know when we can have a cup of coffee and I will go over it with you and help you. So on Friday, we had existing home sales, and existing home sales measures closings on existing homes. And that showed that sales were down 5.9% in October, but that was actually better than the expectations of a decline of 7%. So nationwide, inventory declined for the third straight month to 1.22 million units, leaving us with a 3.3-month supply of homes, which is tight. Remember, 4.6 months is considered normal. But if you look at active listings, there are only 754,000, which means that 38% of the inventory is under contract and not truly available. This tells us the demand story. Remember, a normal market has 25% of its inventory under contract. In reality, we have 2.5 months of inventory. We still have an inventory issue. By the way, homes remained on the market an average of 21 days. That's up from 19 days. And 64% of homes were on the market for less than 30 days. In other news, the most dangerous people to markets and mortgage rates right now is the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve. There are 7 members who are nominated by the president and confirmed by the Senate. I think only 1 or 2 have actually had a job outside of their government academia jobs, and some of them really don't live in our world. Unfortunately, right now the Fed members are talking in all different directions. Like last week, Fed member Bullard, I mentioned him, and he went out there saying that he thinks they need to raise the Fed funds rate to 7%. Which was not good for rates and not good for the markets last week. Also, over the weekend, Fed member Rafael Bostic spoke, and he said that he is no longer in favor of large rate hikes. He also said if the economy progresses like he thinks it will, he believes the Fed has 75 to 100 basis points of hikes left. So there you go, 2 members with completely different messages. I think they will increase 50 basis points in December. My real question is, what will happen in the meetings in February and the meetings that will come the rest of the year in 2023? In other news, so we're seeing many signs of recession. One that really got my attention is yield curve inversions. So normally, you'd expect a higher return, higher rate of return, putting your money into a 10-year treasury versus a 2-year treasury. Right now, we are seeing inversions along the yield curve, meaning you're getting rewarded more in the 2-year note than you are on the 10-year note, which is upside down or inverted. And this is a sign of economic weakness. But we just saw the longest maturity on the yield curve, that being the 30-year treasury, and the shortest maturity, that being the 1-month treasury, just go inverted. So putting your money into an annualized basis for 1 month versus 30 years is now higher. This has only happened 2 times in history, August of 2006 and August through September of 2019. In both instances that we saw this, we had a recession 5 months later. Why am I telling you this? Well, I think we are going into a recession in the first quarter of next year. And with a recession, you always see inflation come down. When inflation comes down, so do mortgage rates. And I still think rates will be coming down the first half of 2023. And this reinforces what I think. So hang in there. But remember, when rates go down, demand will go up. And we still have an inventory issue. Hey, it's a holiday shortened week. with the markets being closed on Thursday to celebrate Thanksgiving, one of my favorite holidays. Today we have a 7-year auction at 1 o'clock. I'll keep an eye on that. Tomorrow we have data coming out, mortgage apps, durable goods, initial jobless claims, new home sales, and the Fed minutes from the November 2nd meeting will also be released. On Thursday, markets are closed for Thanksgiving. Friday, no real news, but at 2 p.m., the bond market will be closing. So it's an early close. Today, mortgage bonds opened the day down 13 basis points, but right now are up about 27, 28 basis points, and rates are a little better today. Please invite your friends to our group and be safe, stay healthy, and I will see you tomorrow.